Candidate filing begins today for municipal races in Salt Lake and across Utah. KUER's Julia Ritchie has the details.
There are 17 cities and 5 metro townships in Salt Lake County, all of which will hold municipal elections this November. Candidates have from now until June 7th to head to their local city hall to file for open seats. For those in the newly formed 5 metro townships of Magna, Kearns, Immigration Canyon, Copperton, and White City, candidates can file at the Salt Lake County Clerk's Office, which administers those races. Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swinson says it may be an off-cycle year, but these council and mayor races are just as critical.
They determine police protection, snow removal, your budgets for your city. So it's important for people to really get registered to vote. If you've moved, let us know where you are so we can mail you a ballot.
Although the townships held elections last year after being formed, some council seats will be up again in order to get those seats into Utah's odd-year municipal cycle. This year's election will be a little trickier, says Swinson, because it will coincide with the special election to replace Representative Jason Chaffetz in the 3rd Congressional District. Governor Gary Herbert intentionally set the date to align with municipal races, which means Swinson will be in charge of getting ballots printed with both local candidates and congressional candidates for voters of the 3rd District, about 105,000 people.
It makes it very interesting, but, you know, for the voters, it'll be quite seamless. If the race pertains to them, the partisan primary will appear on the ballot with the nonpartisan offices.
Swinson says they're already anticipating a higher turnout as a result of the special election and plan to have early voting as well as between 45 to 50 polling locations for the general election set for November 7th. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.